Hot fun in the city. Yeah, sunshine today. And we'll stop with sunshine because that's what we're going to talk about with Dr. Brad Amos, a dermatologist his entire career. And he's my dermatologist to defy HIPAA laws, not to be confused with HIPAA, Paul. Dr. Brad, good morning.
How are you, Larry?
Good. I reached out, and I know you just got off vacation and probably the last thing you wanted to do. However, TikTok, I started noticing there were a bunch of videos of influencers, and these people have influence. And when it came to sunscreen, they're denying that sunscreen can help. In fact, they're suggesting some can hurt. So I thought, well, I'm going to ask Dr. Brad about this. First of all, have any of your patients mentioned, hey, do we really need to use sunscreen?
No, my patients are all aware that they need to wear sunscreen. I've never had a patient tell me that they think it's bad for them. I'm not on TikTok, so I never saw any of those videos, but I'm not surprised they exist.
In fact, some very famous TV reality stars actually say, well, I don't wear sunscreen, which obviously they influence people. So what is the real deal? Because there have been changes in the formulas for sunscreen over the past decade, and some of those significant.
Yeah, of course, you know, some of the chemicals early on in sunscreens were found to be maybe toxic if you absorbed enough of them into your blood supply. But all those tests were in labs. You don't absorb enough rubbing it on your body in the amounts we apply to our skin. So it's those tests are legitimate, but kind of irrelevant in the real world. The danger of not wearing sunscreen is real. Currently, I have two patients sitting here getting numb that are going to have skin cancers cut off them. They are both in their mid to late 60s, and like the people in our generation, we didn't wear sunscreen as children, and this is the consequence of it. It can be prevented in the future if these young people wear sunscreen now. The incidence of skin cancer should go down over time because people are more aware of wearing sunscreen.
And you have recommended in the past in conversations that you should wear a minimum or maximum of 30 SPF. What is SPF?
That means how long you can stay out in the sun. If you didn't have it on and you burned in 5 minutes, if it has a SPF of 30, you could stay out 30 times longer without being burnt. The key thing with sunscreens, and we've gone over this before, is none of them are waterproof. If you're getting in and out of the pool, you have to reapply them. I was just at the beach this week on vacation, and I saw a lot of people using sunscreen inappropriately. They come to the beach, they take off their tops or whatever, they spray sunscreen on them, and then they get in the water. Well, that sunscreen really didn't do you much good because it just got washed off. Now, if they reapplied it right after they got out, that would be fine. But most people don't do that. You should apply the sunscreen 30 minutes prior to your sun exposure.
Why would that be? Just so it could absorb in?
Yeah, it gets absorbed in.
And I'm curious for people who are wondering, you know, when you're looking at your skin, just in general, anecdotally, when should you reach out or should everybody get an annual checkup?
Well, we usually recommend that once you're above 40, you should come in once a year and be looked at. The skin is the biggest organ in your body. It should be looked at professionally once a year. The incidence of skin cancer increases as you get older because it's chronic sun exposure that causes that. Now, some melanomas are spontaneous, and they do happen in younger people in non-sun-exposed areas. But for the most part, basal cells and squamous cells, which are the first and second most common type of skin cancers, are directly related to sun exposure, and that adds up over your lifetime. So usually around 40 or so, we recommend you come in once a year.
And what does broad spectrum mean?
Well, so there's two spectrums of UV light, UVB and UVA. UVB is what commonly causes you to burn. UVA is a deeper penetrating spectrum. That's more associated with photo aging and increased risk of melanoma. UVB is more basal cells and squamous cells. Old sunscreens just blocked UVB, so you didn't get burnt, but they might have been doing you a little bit of a disservice over time because you were sucking up more of the UVA rays because you were staying outside longer because you weren't getting burnt. Now they all have to be broad spectrum. They all have to block UVA and UVB.
And that development is relatively recent, right?
Yeah, that's probably been within the last 5 years or so.
All right, so SPF 30, but you say any more than that's just marketing.
Well, yeah, so a 30 blocks about 97%, a 50 blocks about 98%. There's not a significant difference between those two. A 50 certainly won't hurt you, or 100 won't hurt you, but if you're paying a lot more for it, you're not really gaining much. Now, there is a school of thought that if you use the higher SPF and you don't put enough on, it works a little bit better. Like, so, you know, you're supposed to put almost like a shot glass full of sunscreen on your face, but most people don't do that. So if you put a little bit less on of 100, maybe it's as effective as the appropriate amount of 30. But the general recommendation is 30 is enough.
All right, I know you got to get the surgery. Meantime, why is it so hard to visit you guys? You guys are booked up.
Well, because there's a lot of people that have skin cancer, because there's a lot of, you know, you're in the same age bracket as I am. When we were kids, we played outside all day. We didn't wear sunscreen. Now it's catching up with us. So as boomers get older, skin cancer super common. That's what we're doing all day here. But again, that should decrease over time. There also aren't a lot of dermatologists. The way Medicare had funded medical residencies in the past, it was based on need, and they didn't think they needed a lot. Now they're increasing the number, so that should be easier to get an appointment in the future, too.
Doc, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day, Larry. Stay out of the sun. Wear a hat, too.
I know. Wear a hat. SPF. Dr. Brad Amos, who is a great dermatologist, great friend over the years, Paul.
Absolutely. And I would just like to say that what I think about the doctor had to say today, I'm going to make that my afternoon story, Larry. I think we need to get the word out.
Well, if you can help one person avoid, you know, what could become cancer, then, yeah, I'd say that's worth it.